61-year-old Rocky De La Fuente is the most determined Democratic candidate you've never heard of. The Mexican-American businessman filed his candidacy on October 1st, so months after Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. But it was another candidate who sparked his campaign.
When Mr. Trump called everybody every name in the book, I was expecting to have a worldwide counter-reaction. I was expecting the president of the United States, the president of Mexico, the president of Argentina. There wasn't one single person that said A, B, or C. So the question is, I said, somebody has to stand to that man.
Trump's affront on the Latin American community inspired De La Fuente. But the two men are similar in a few ways. Both are wealthy businessmen with no political experience who want to shake up the establishment and appeal to working class Americans. But De La Fuente's base is very different. He advocates for immigrants and the homeless. He was caucusing in Arizona recently and met a young girl named Renata who started to cry.
He says, I won't be able to see my grandfather. Why not? Somebody's building a wall. My grandfather lives in Hermosillo.
Immigration reform is at the top of his priority list.
We have 11 million people in this country. They do not have their papers. I consider those 11 million people assets. I don't consider them liabilities. They're here. I didn't bring them here. But if we're going to grow this country and we're going to generate 34 new million jobs, I need those 11 million people here. I need them working. I need them legal. And I need him to pay taxes.
De La Fuente is pro-gun and supports the Affordable Care Act, but thinks it needs to be changed. He endorses gay marriage and abortion, but thinks states should have the right to choose. He's an unusual blend of stances, describing himself as a conservative Democrat. And he thinks it's enough for him to be a viable alternative to frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
The lady thinks she's queen. She thinks she deserves everything, and she does not. This is a democracy. This is not a dynasty. Do we have to elect the wife of a president?
De La Fuente has picked up zero delegates. But as far as fringe candidates go, he's doing okay. He appeared on more state ballots than former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who withdrew after a poor showing in Iowa. To his disappointment, he will not be appearing on the ballot in Washington this weekend.
Even though I qualified for 44 states and all the Caucasus states, in Seattle they put me as other. The Democratic Party has told me, Washington, you cannot vote for this man because he does not exist.
So he came to Alaska, which he's visited numerous times on cruise ships. For a state this large in size, there are few delegates up for grabs, just 20. De La Fuente will need at least 15% of the caucus to pick up any. This will be difficult given the foothold of Clinton and Sanders in Alaska. Sanders' wife, Jill Sanders, visited Alaska last week. I asked De La Fuente why he keeps with it, given these odds.
It's a 56-kilometer race. So you cannot judge a race just because somebody's leaning the first 10 kilometers or the first 20 kilometers. The question is, who crosses that finish line?
De La Fuente's campaign, which is entirely grassroots, even developed a race game called Rocky Run. Available on iPhone and Android, De La Fuente is pictured as a horse that you can pit against horses Hillary Pigtone and Don Bulltrump. With the brush of a finger, you can make De La Fuente jump over obstacles. And his eyes light up when he mentions that the Democratic National Convention will be in Philadelphia this year. Because, as you may have noticed, he shares a name with another underdog, Rocky Balboa.
All my life I've been an underdog. All my life I'm a minority. We have two type of people. We have the hardworking people that work, and we have the government that's trying to do everything they can to stop us. Imagine if we can all be working with the same objective. And let's make America 10 times greater than what it is today.
De La Fuente will be in Sitka on Saturday for the caucus, where he hopes to win over minds and maybe some votes. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.